Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. On today's Pardon My Take, the Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA champions. We talk about Game 6, an all-time historic performance from Giannis. Just incredible to watch. We're going to talk about the entire game. Chris Paul and the Suns, everything. We also have Hot Seat Cool Throne. We have the Open Championship champion, Colin Morikawa.
Golfer of the year.
Colin Morikawa, which was awesome. Basically straight off a plane from England to Part of My Take. And then we have Guys on Chicks and Billy's Recap. Before we get to all of that, whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started. Okay, let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, brought to you by our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. Go to crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool right now. Today is Wednesday, July 21st, and the Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA champions. We just watched an all-time performance from Giannis, and the Bucks. They're champions.
They're champs. And I think it's one of the top three or four game six performances of all time. You know what some of the others are? So obviously Michael Jordan would be one. The other would be LeBron James against the San Antonio Spurs. That's the game where they actually got that meme from with LeBron putting his face down looking like ready for action.
Yeah.
Giannis's game tonight was better than both those.
It was
50 points.
It's they're in a clincher. The last time it happened was 1958. He had 50 points, 14 rebounds, 5 blocks. He was all over the place. He was possessed. There was, like, as much as in Game 5, we talked about how the big three for Milwaukee stepped up and Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton were phenomenal. They didn't have it tonight offensively. Giannis had to basically do it all himself, and he did it. And it's just, I don't really know, like, it's very rare that we have these type of moments in sports where you have a guy that is kind of universally loved. Like, people just love this guy because he's such an incredible story. I was just watching a clip before we started. Giannis, I think it was probably 2011, 2012. He was like, yeah, I just started playing basketball in 2008. He's 26 years old. He's been playing basketball for less than half of his life. He just won the NBA title. He just put in probably the greatest clinching performance of all time. He was insane all series. He had 3 games that were more than 40 points. I have a stat for you as well. He averaged 35, 13, and 5 in this game, in this series. Insane. He's the first player ever to average 30, 10, and 5 on 60% shooting in a final series. First time ever. And just throw this in there. He basically broke his knee like 3 weeks ago. He's not human. While we were watching it, we were all saying that, sitting there and being like, this is something we may never see again. This is, when you know that you're watching history during the game, it's just special. And on top of all that, we got some free tacos.
Well, free tacos is a big storyline.
Yeah.
That's why everybody in America was rooting for Giannis tonight. I mean, it is kind of crazy looking back at his life. I think when he was 11 years old, he was selling bootleg shirts, CDs, and DVDs on the street. That's what his job was. And now he is, I think we could have the torch discussion, whether or not the torch has been passed. I feel like that's not even the correct discussion to have. I feel like we should have a crown discussion. Okay. I think the crown is now Giannis's. I think that it's no longer King James. I think it's King Giannis.
Ooh, okay. I mean, this was...
Because, like, when Giannis is cooking like that, there's nobody that can stop him. The problem wasn't just, like, finding somebody that could defend against Giannis. The problem was almost, like, you can't find somebody that's strong enough to foul Giannis.
He did everything. That picture where he's gained, like, 50 pounds in 7 years was insane. Like, it was a different person.
In, like, 7 inches?
In seven inches. I don't know how. Yeah, he just grew and grew and grew. But, yeah, the backstory of Giannis is exceptional. They were sharing the story as a rookie. He sent all his money back to Greece to his family. And there was a story that he sent all his money, Western Union, to Greece, and he didn't have enough money to get a cab to the game. And a random like stranger in Milwaukee picked him up, was like, "Aren't you on the Bucks?" And was like, "Thank you so much. Like, please get me to the game." That's the kind of guy, like, that's the story we have with Giannis. And then the story in the landscape of today's NBA is just as incredible, because we talked about this last show, but when Giannis was like, okay, this guy is special, all anyone talked about, he wins MVPs, all anyone talked about, well, can't wait till he's on the Lakers or the Heat or wherever he goes. No, he decides to stay. He stays. They make the necessary moves around him. It's the antithesis of everything we've seen in the NBA in the last 10 years. I'm not doing like a big indictment on super teams, but it's okay to say Giannis stayed in a small market and he won for the city of Milwaukee, and it should be applauded, and it's a special story.
I'm going to put this out there. It's good for the game.
It is.
Giannis is good for the game. The Bucks winning is good for the game. Oh, yeah. Also, he somehow figured out how to shoot free throws.
Yeah, that was incredible
overnight.
Tonight.
He went 17 for 19 from the free throw line tonight. No idea how that even happened.
I'm actually happy he missed that last one, because 50 on the spot
perfect.
Is so much
I'm never
better
gonna
than
forget
51.
That. Yeah. One day it's going to be a trivia question.
Yep.
And I'll remember exactly where I was and who had those 50 points. I don't know how you just all of a sudden flip the switch and you're like, I'm an elite free throw shooter tonight.
He was in the zone all night.
I don't know how it's even possible. My best guess is that somebody just did the old drill with him where it's like, look, two balls can fit through the hoop at the same time.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Really?
This is what you want though out of your all-time players, is to have these moments where it's like, okay, the trophy's in the stadium, there's champagne on ice. You know, that second quarter was abysmal. Can you dig deep, find a way, and, like, just will yourself and will your team to a championship? And that's exactly what he did. That's, like, if you watch that game, there's nothing else to say besides Giannis willed them to a title tonight. And it was 65,000 people outside the stadium. That was insane. It was such fucking fans rule, man.
You know what I want to do? Like, my dream scenario is if I get enough money, I start getting older, I would just want to fly to every single town that's celebrating a championship.
Yeah.
Just like overnight, just like at the end of the day or at the end of the game, pick which city I'm going to. Goes the same like college football Saturday. There's a big upset going on. Like when Appalachian State was beating Michigan, I'm going to fly to Boone, North Carolina that night and just party.
Party, yeah.
You know who the biggest loser of the night is?
Who?
Devin Booker has to get on a flight to Tokyo with Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton tomorrow.
You mean Lauren Holiday's husband?
Wow. Yeah. By the way, Drew Holiday... This kind of shocked me. He actually led the finals in plus minus with plus 159. Or no, sorry. Oh, it was the whole playoffs plus 159. These playoffs for the Bucks.
Wow.
He was his shot was not there tonight, but his defense, that just speaks to how good his defense has been all series, all playoffs. And again, it goes back to them making that decision of like, let's go get a guy, let's trade a bunch of pieces. People criticize it at times. But it got you a title, and flags fly forever. It doesn't matter. Like Giannis was doubted many times by me, by everyone here, and he proved everyone wrong, and they win a fucking title. It was just incredible.
I got another question about the tacos. Is that one of these situations where I have to wait a month and remember the date, or are the tacos there for me tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
Jay, can you figure that out?
Find that out for
figure
us.
Figure out, do some taco math.
Some other crazy Giannis stats. That is the seventh player in NBA history to have 50 points in the finals. The last two to do it were LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Pretty good company for a guy. Pretty good company for a guy who's 26 years old.
So at the age of 26, LeBron James, two MVPs, zero titles. Giannis, two MVPs, one title.
And a defensive player of the year, which the I think I saw that stat too, that the only players to win multiple MVPs, defensive player of the year, final MVP is Michael Jordan and Giannis.
Wow.
That's it. And I know that everyone's going to go old takes exposed with a lot of tweets because you can do it forever. I think it's kind of lame at the end of the day because, like, everyone has bad opinions. But I do have to just say it's very funny because people were retweeting the Bucks announcing their pick in 2013 on Twitter. And it says, with the 15th selection in the 2013 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Giannis Antetokounmpo, hashtag Bucks draft. And the first reply is, what? Who? I can't even say this freaking guy's name. Hashtag bench warmer. Hashtag not a star. Hashtag I quit. Hashtag what the WTF. Hashtag mediocrity. Hashtag ninth seed Bucks. I always respect anyone who uses that many hashtags. And then the second one was way to reach with that pick. Should have taken Larkin. Talking about Shane Larkin.
Yeah, that's the exact. Ben Rotlet, Rovis. Yeah, nice pick,
nice Cower. Pick, Cower. I just, you could really, old team. Takes exposed, like I said, is that everyone's got them. But when you have that many hashtags, you do need a shout out. So shout out that guy. Hashtag
that almost sounds like that, it sounds like that was a time traveler doing satire.
Yeah,
like somebody that flew back from tonight.
Nope.
To make that tweet to make us all laugh in the future. It couldn't have been better.
Juan Solo is his name on Twitter. Hashtag benchwarmer. Hashtag not a star. Hashtag I quit. Hashtag
wait. WTF. What's his name on Twitter?
It's Geezy underscore ACG.
Spell Geezy.
Geezy.
Juan underscore Solo, 1, 2, 3.
ACG.
Or ACG.
I've got the taco information. Okay. It'll be tomorrow, Thursday, July 22nd, in all day, in-store, online, or in the app, a free Flamin' Hot Doritos Locos
Taco.
Well,
we have to do it. I'm on a diet, but you have to do it. For Giannis.
Also, I feel like it should be the end of this podcast intentionally mispronouncing Giannis's name.
I switched it up tonight. Yeah, it's Giannis.
Hank,
I pronounced him correctly. Yeah.
Me too. But yeah. I'm down.
He deserves it.
I'm not.
He
does. Every time I try.
Did that bother you, Jake?
It did. Yeah. You were good, yes. But Hank and PFT would purposely just go all over
the place. I think we would go on Giannis. Yeah, no, yeah. It's Giannis.
It's Giannis.
I'm not going
to. He earned his name tonight.
I'm not going to do the last name just because I'm going to screw it up even if I know how to pronounce it.
Oh, I got it now.
Antetokounmpo.
Nope. It's okay.
That's why I'm not.
Wait, I read it. I read it. When I was reading it, I just read it correctly just now.
I'm not even going to try.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now I'm in my own head.
You know what?
I said it right the first time.
Antetokounmpo.
There you know we go. As far as I'm concerned,
that was a B there, not a P.
He's King G.
King G. I mean, it's just I know that I'm just repeating myself, but it bears repeating. When you watch something like that, it's why we watch sports. It was just it's fucking incredible. He's so likable. And Chris Middleton, I think he was bleeding out of his eye. He was bad tonight, but it doesn't matter because he carried them many times throughout the playoffs.
Kaminsky did all he could.
Frank Kaminsky game is a footnote in history, but man, you got to think that series goes differently if they give Frank major minutes. And Chris Paul, protector through and through to the bitter end. Chris Paul, so we should talk about Chris Paul. So, I mean, LeBron did tweet two down, two to go. And they didn't win another game. I mean, that was, I don't know. I know that there'll be people like, hey, Chris Paul, all-time player, like Hall of Famer. Like this will define his legacy. Whether you want it to or not, it will. He came up short. Oh, look at Monty Williams doing a little Coach K. He's in the opposing locker room.
Is he congratulating or is he?
Well, that's not the Coach K.
Wait, is he teaching them a lesson?
Budenholzer going into the Suns locker room
after
winning. Coach K.
I could actually see Bud doing that because he just gives off big stepdad vibes.
Yeah, shout out to him by the way because he's been fired by the NBA media like 75 times.
Mm-hmm. He just keeps showing up to work,
and he just even at the end, like I know that's what he wore during the game, but him doing the post game. It was like, way to dress up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look like shit.
Yeah, he's always wearing, like, the black quarter zip that's zipped all the way up into a mock turtleneck.
Yeah.
And then he's got the long black pants, and then it looks like he's wearing Airwalks.
Yeah.
It definitely looks like he's going to sit down on a chair backwards and be like, what's up, sport? Let me rap at you guys real quick your decisions.
Oh, in the 50 years since the Bucks last won, I did have to say the one thing that bothered me was the fact that their shirts said two-time champs, NBA champs. That was confusing. I think 50 years is a long time to be like, On the ring. The ring, it makes sense. Uh-huh. On the t-shirt right after, it's a little confusing.
I agree, because it makes me think like, wait, I've never seen the button. It reminds me of how long it's been since they've last
right,
won. Right,
exactly. But man, what a finals. That was an awesome finals.
It was
like,
great.
That was,
there were so many iconic moments in that finals, and for it to be wrapped up in a legendary game like this by Giannis, it was incredible. I had some doubts going into the last couple series of this playoffs just because everybody did get kind of injured right off the bat, but this delivered. This was an awesome finals filled with incredible moments, mostly from Giannis.
Yeah. Shout out me and Hank knowing when to get off the Suns bandwagon after game four.
Well, I forgot about the Kardashian curse.
Yeah, that was tough. But that was, you know, Suns were fun. I'm not gonna
apologize.
Yeah, no,
for
the Suns,
supporting
they
the Suns.
Tried really hard. I don't know. They have good players going forward.
What do you do if you're Ryan or Silla right now?
Probably KMS.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably just do some squats. probably KMS with your squat machine.
Probably trap myself in a squat machine.
Yeah.
And then I have the garage door shut on me. And
how happy do you
turn
think
the car on, close the...
How happy do you think LeBron is for real? He's happy.
Heated. No, he's heated.
No, he's happy, dude. I think he's happy.
Because, yeah.
No, he doesn't like Giannis.
He
bullied into tweeting about Giannis.
No, I think after the fact, once LeBron retires, he can be like, I passed my torch to Giannis. The league is in good hands where I brought
and,
it to.
And he doesn't with want
Chris
crazy.
Paul. It's his
dude, he doesn't want. He
We're
likes
talking
having
about how it's King Giannis now.
Yeah, but he likes how
what King likes to get dethroned.
No, but you know that he's gonna just be incredible next year because he'll do HGH and then be like,
no, I don't know that.
And then it'd be like, this old head still got it. No, I'm just saying,
yeah, in
like
the regular season.
I feel like he wasn't really rooting for Chris Paul.
I disagree.
No, I don't.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
Is that why he showed up like sitting on the sidelines, drinking his own tequila, dressed to the nines at Chris Paul's like big game? No, he wanted distractions from Chris Paul.
He does not like Giannis, and I don't think he's happy Giannis won. I think he would have had Chris Paul.
I still can't believe this fucking game. 50 points, 16 for 25 shooting, and 17 for 19 from the free throw line.
Like that Michael Jordan, the only player to win MVP, DPOY, and finals MVP, and it's just him and Jordan, like that's got to drive LeBron crazy.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is true.
And I love it.
Adetokounmpo. It is the B.
It is.
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo.
Adetokounmpo.
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 Adetokounmpo. Yeah,
I don't like how you say it.
Adetokounmpo.
I'm just reading their game notes.
I've always respected his first name. I've struggled with his last name.
Adetokounmpo.
Adetokounmpo.
Bobby Portis, Bull for Life. Happy for him. That's another rootable. Like, they actually, the Bucks do have a team, and I know that eventually we'll all tear them down because that's what we do. Did it with the Warriors, although I don't think there's a Kevin Durant that's going to join the Bucks. But they have a team just full of likable dudes. Like, they really are.
Do you think Middleton and Drew Holiday are kind of mad they agreed to play for Team USA now?
Yes.
Yeah, a million percent. Cause there's
when do they have to go?
Like,
they can
like tomorrow.
No, they're not going.
Well, who are we going to get to take their place?
They can't.
Point?
They can't go.
Frank Kaminsky will
no,
take their
place
can't
on Team go.
USA.
They can't go.
I mean, they have to go.
No, they can't go. They have to party.
You have to party. You have to be shirtless for the next at least 48 hours.
Oh, you know what? Maybe they won't be allowed to go because they're going to party so hard that they won't, like, COVID and everything. I would consider getting COVID. I don't know. I mean, that's...
Well,
you
Jay
can't
Williams.
Miss... Dude, there's going to be a week-long party in one of, like, the cities that just loves to drink beer more than any other city. Like, you have to stay.
And you're going to, like, a fanless Tokyo.
Oh,
yeah.
That's brutal.
I think what I would do, I would just make it very public.
But at least you're not Devin
how
Booker.
Many people I was around over the course of the next couple days.
Yeah.
And then just kind of force their hand.
Contract trace yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Force the Japanese authorities to be like, we will not allow visa entry to these people.
Oh, man. That's brutal. Yeah, you know what I'd do? I'd fucking take my passport and I'd flush it down the toilet. Seriously. I would lose my passport on purpose. No chance you can go to that. That is funny, though, if Devin Booker has to sit on a plane with them. Devin Booker was really bad tonight.
He was very bad.
He was 8 for 22. That was tough.
Especially the first half.
Yeah, he was very bad. Actually, Chris Paul didn't have a terrible game. He just had a bad series. And I'm looking at my man Frank, and he was sick. Frank was the only... He and Jay Crowder were the only two... Oh, Frank Kaminsky... Jay Crowder and Cameron Payne were the only ones that weren't in the negative tonight.
Mm-hmm. And Frank Kaminsky, perfect plus minus of zero.
Yep. Not negative.
Not trying to show anybody up.
Not negative. Anything else? Anything else on the game? On, I mean, the Bucks.
I mean, Scott Foster, the legend, takes care of business.
Yeah, I thought it was finally. Yeah, there wasn't.
This is actually this is as good as you can hope for in a closeout game.
Giannis did take the same amount of free throws as the entire Suns team, which people will note. But what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, under normal circumstances, I think the Suns would be fine with that.
Yeah.
But the fact is, he was making them.
Yeah, he was making all of them. And, you know, Milwaukee's going to have a fucking hell of a party.
It is crazy how Giannis makes DeAndre Ayton look tiny.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like,
yes.
He can just bully him, just drive at him and muscle him out of the way. And Ayton looks utterly helpless when you see him go against most players in the league. And he's able to just, like, eat them up when they come into the paint.
Speaking of which, you want to do some bad radio real quick?
Always.
Okay. You ready for this picture?
Four.
You ready for this picture of The Rock with Charles Barkley and Shaq?
Yeah.
It's shocking. I just sent it to everyone's phone.
Okay.
One instant reaction.
Oh, yeah. What's four, two.
Yeah, one. That's now on sale. The palindrome is on sale. Did you get it?
Oh, my God.
The Rock looks like
the tiniest human ever. Is that not incredible?
That is crazy. That's Shaq.
That's Shaq and Charles Barkley. And The Rock looks like a pipsqueak.
I think sometimes people forget how big Charles Barkley is. Like,
yeah.
Like, lengthwise.
Right. And that was bad radio because no one can see it. Maybe Bubba put it into the YouTube. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like all of our videos.
Yeah, we're going to have more and more visual content in this podcast. So
yes.
You're completely lost.
Yes.
If you don't subscribe.
Well, I gotta remember that, like, I'm happy for Bucks fans. I'm just going to pretend they're not Packers fans.
They're not.
It's like I did, you know, it's like when LeBron won in Cleveland. It's like those are Browns fans, not Cavs fans.
I think a lot of them are college football fans.
Yeah, there we
probably
go.
Probably University of Wisconsin
there
fans.
There we go.
Also, I wanted to shout out the owner, or the two owners, getting to lift the trophy first.
Mm-hmm.
That's always so funny to me when those, like, the little nerds that you never see.
Yes.
Come out, and the first guy, he almost dropped it. It was too heavy.
Yeah.
It looked like him. That guy, the
weird
heaviest,
ownership group.
The heaviest thing that guy's ever picked up is like a bag of kitty litter before.
Yeah. Did they win that? Did they win the Bucks in a raffle?
I think so, yeah.
Like, what? Those guys were...
I think it was like...
They weren't really great. Like, I just expected, I don't know, really rich dude, thought he might have some public speaking ability. Nope.
Nope. I think it was a bingo game, actually.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, man. All right. So, congrats to the Bucks. I'm sure we'll talk about the parade and the... everything else on Thursday, on Friday's show. But incredible NBA Finals.
Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore season is now officially here.
Let's go. The
sweetest
time of the year.
We have a great one for Friday. But the Bucks, deserved NBA champs. Giannis, out of this world. Best player in the league right now. You have to do that, right?
Crown him.
You have to do it as of right this second until someone else takes his crown. And, yeah. City of Milwaukee, I mean, Bucks fans, that's all-time. All-time night, all-time everything. And it's also in the middle of the summer, which is awesome. Like, that's a, you know, added bonus.
Because mm-hmm.
It's not the best place to live all year round.
Is this the start of, like, you've got the Bucks winning a championship, and then Christian Yelich putting up 21 home runs?
And them trading Aaron Rodgers, because you can just slip it underneath everything right now.
Do it
during the parade. All right, let's get to Hot Seat Cool Throne, brought to you by...
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
All right, Hank, Hot Seat Cool Throne, lay it on us.
I can't tell if when you do that ad, if you're saying campaign the way you say campaign.
Campaign, yeah.
Or if you say campaign's name.
Campaign.
The way you say campaign.
Both.
But every time you say it, I like look up, like, where's campaign?
It Hank, sounds exactly the same, like raffle and raffle.
Yeah, campaign. Hank, you're looking slim.
Thank you.
A cool throne.
Appreciate it.
I didn't mean it.
Wow.
But that's good to boost him up. He's trying to get a six-pack.
That was very temporary. He was actually serious, Hank.
Six-packs is on hold till August. We got too much stuff going on.
Six-pack was supposed to be delivered by August.
Grit week.
So, yeah.
But
we've got some time in August for him to build up to
that. I'm in preparation. I'm working my way up into working on it. I got a lot going on.
I trust you.
You got to get ready to get ready.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You got to walk before you run.
Right. Right. Poland's on the hot seat.
Oh,
Poland? Again?
Poland.
The whole country?
No, just the swim team. But kind of the country. It's their federation, the Polish Swimming Federation, I guess. They had to send six swimmers home because they accidentally sent too many to the Olympics.
Oh, this is a Polish joke.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, wow.
You wanna, okay, what's the punchline?
Go ahead. Yep, Billy, you want to say the punchline?
It's a Polak joke.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a. I got.
Oh, it's a big.
I got duped.
You don't know.
It's Screen Door Submarines.
Yeah, right.
Oh, all right. I got duped then.
Why? Do you think it's fake?
Oh, wait. I couldn't tell if you. I thought. Is that an Onion article I read? Or is
no,
that
no,
real?
No. There's like a list of Polish jokes that people used to tell when you were like 10 years old. Like PFT just said, ever hear about the Polish submarine? And they tried to put a screen door in.
Or you ever heard about how they tried to go to the sun at night?
Oh, you, yeah. No, so yeah.
And we respect our Polish listeners. Mm-hmm. I think I actually might be a little bit Polish, so I can say all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Billy.
Oh, it's a real story.
It's true. Yeah.
It is. Okay, it's a real story.
It's administrative error.
So it's a real, it's life imitating art.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about any of those jokes. I just thought it was crazy that imagine, you know, your lifelong dream is to make it to the Olympics. You get sent to the Olympics, and then you get there, and you're like, hey, actually, quick administrative error. You guys got to get on the plane and go home.
So,
like, there's a video of the swimmers, like, leaving. Like, how depressing is that?
That is terrible.
That's tough. I mean, you got to have your eyes open, though, if you're Poland. And you're like, wait, we're sending more than six swimmers to the Olympics? I don't know much about the Polish swimming culture, but I'm pretty sure that they're not really a powerhouse.
Yeah, you never know. What happened to the Polish hockey team?
I don't know any. Like,
they all drowned in spring training.
That's good.
Okay, then my cool throne is just movies, film, cinema. We went to the movies on Sunday. It was great. It was good to be back there. And I do feel like with all these new trailers coming out, there was a lot of movies that got held during the pandemic. But Jackass Forever, the trailer came out.
Yes.
And The Last Duel with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck in like medieval times.
Yes.
That came out. That trailer came out today. That looks sick. And I feel like it's just going to be hit after hit after hit after hit for the next few months because there's so much backlog.
Yeah, Jackass Forever, I am so excited for. I think people really actually enjoyed our movie review. We're not going to do it all the time, but I think Jackass Forever will be a perfect time to do it again.
For sure.
Absolutely, yeah. The Jackass movies are the perfect comedy.
Yes, they really are.
I don't think that you can actually get funnier.
Maybe we can go through the whole anthology.
I'll just say right now,
the only way you can make a funnier movie than Jackass is to make another sequel to Jackass.
Correct. I will say that I might cry. I might cry for Jackass Forever because this will probably be the end. I read an article from Johnny Knoxville. He's not. His body isn't really doing great.
What?
He's had like a million injuries.
Come dislocated on. Everything.
Yeah. So
and now he's got the gray hair. He's like a silver fox. He's been dyeing his hair since he was, I think, in his early 20s.
Yeah.
I think that the gray hair is going to make this funnier.
Yes.
Because like an old guy getting hit in the nuts, you don't see that every day.
Yeah, so I'm going to cry probably at the end of that, but we will do a review.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
Did you hear about the Polish kamikaze pilot?
What? No.
He flew 48 successful missions.
Comedy.
It's comedy, guys.
It's comedy. Don't start saying that, you know. Come on, that's comedy. That's just good old-fashioned comedy.
I had no idea what I was walking into there, for the record. I was just trying to talk about the swimmers.
All right. How do you...
what?
No, we're not going to do any more.
You want to do one more?
Do one more. All right. What do you do if a Polak throws a pin at you?
I don't know.
Run like hell. He's still got a hot grenade in his teeth. All right. Yeah.
Shout out Aaron Ripkowski.
Yeah.
Anyways,
is this because they're bad at war?
No, I don't know where it came from.
No, it's because they're bad at war. It's like the old saying, like, do you know why they put a glass bottom on the bottom of their battleships?
Yeah.
No.
So that they can see their old battleships.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it's not funny. You know what? It's really not funny. We're actually illuminating how not funny it is.
Mm-hmm. I think that people didn't realize the rampant...
Yeah.
Pervasive stereotypes that people have about Polish people until we had to remind them.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any other reminders, Big Cat?
What do you do if a Polak throws a hand grenade at you? Take the pin out and throw it back. Yeah, so I guess it is bad at war.
Yeah, bad at war. Mostly bad at war.
Yeah.
Is that it, Hank?
Yeah.
Okay. My hot seat is being first when it comes to scoops. Apparently it's not cool to be first. You know what's really cool?
To be right?
To be last.
Oh.
To be the last person to wait for a long time and then put out that same scoop again. So the report came out today via Adam Schefter of ESPN. He said that the Packers offered Aaron Rodgers a contract to try to make him the highest paid quarterback and player in the NFL for the next 2 years. They offered him a contract extension, which he turned down. That report came out today. Turns out that report came out 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Schefter had it leaked to him about somebody today, or somebody leaked it to Adam Schefter today and said, hey, you might want to report this one, Adam. And I think Tony Kornheiser said that he thought it was probably the Packers management. No, duh.
Yeah,
obviously,
duh.
It was somebody in the front office there. So he got back in the news cycle by just reporting something that has already happened, which is actually just great. Like repurposing scoops given our short attention spans, that could work. If you just give me like 5 months ago scoops,
listen,
deliver it to me right now.
Listen.
Jason Derulo just fell down the stairs.
Yeah. Look, that woman yelled at LeBron after the finals game. Listen, this was going to be my hot seat, but I'm Aaron Rodgers scoops, just feed them to me. I love all of them. Mm-hmm. So all I got from this is you can't buy Aaron Rodgers' love. He's a man of principle. Stop trying to do this, Green Bay. But that does suck that he's repurposing it, because I thought it was like just happened yesterday. So then Aaron Rodgers is really not going to report, but I think he's going
to
report.
It's just a reminder. It's like it's kind of like
how Denver Broncos.
People for the next like the last 3 years have been saying, don't let this distract you from the fact that the Golden State Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. You could say we could just take so many things that happened this offseason, because there were so many transactions that we've all forgotten. For example, did you know that Emmanuel Sanders is a Buffalo Bill?
I want to say I did know that.
I forgot about that. Part of my take,
Corey Davis
is reporting that the Buffalo Bills have signed Emmanuel Sanders.
Corey Davis, New York Jet.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Mark Ingram.
People miss that one.
Mark Ingram. You know where he's at? According to part of my take,
Oakland.
Our sources are telling us Mark Ingram has signed a deal with the Houston Texans.
Nice. Well, is that a real franchise still?
No, they're not. Probably not going to play. They're going to scrimmage.
I'm actually like it's not a joke that I wouldn't be shocked if the Texans were like, we're not doing this season.
I think
back to the Oilers. Just rebrand.
Big Cat, I actually think that we might have reported that the Texans won't play season like 3 months ago.
It's
exclusive.
Very bizarre. Very bizarre.
Yeah.
And they're going to stink a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. Although Billy, I think we should tap Billy in here, because Billy does have a scoop about the Houston Texans.
Uh-oh.
He told me this before we started taping.
There was a tweet that said, hey, Deshaun Watson, I've had you on my fantasy team since 2017, and I was just wondering if you were playing this season, just like this message, like this tweet, if it's true, and he liked the tweet.
Oh, all right. There we go. So Schefter doesn't have that scoop.
Nope. Exclusive.
Yes, Billy.
Billy.
Hell yeah.
Where did you see Billy, did you actually check his likes, or did you just see a screenshot of
Deshaun Watson? No, I checked his likes. I took the screenshot.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Now we're getting dirty now.
Yeah.
I like it, Billy. Cool Throne is drinking paint instead of using sunscreen. Bruce Arians had a picture come out today. The Bucks took a tour of the White House. They met Major Biden and the rest of the crew up there. And Bruce Arians was front and center in the picture with the president. And he was more red than the Buccaneers logo is. I don't know if you've seen a picture of him.
B15762.
That was his Pantone. B15762. He looked like the Kool-Aid man.
Yes.
In the front row.
Yes.
I think he's slowly turning into the sun.
Yes. It was shocking, to say the least.
He looked like an embarrassed cartoon character.
Yeah. I want to shout out I Don't See Race Bannon on Twitter, who said, what are you guys going to say about the golden boy Brady shitting on the shit-stained Trump? Can't wait to see you guys call him a race traitor. I don't know what that guy was looking for.
What?
I just want to shout him out,
What does
though.
He want us to do?
I just saw it. He put a lot of emojis in it, so it popped off. I don't know. I don't know what he wants me to say.
What emojis do you put with that?
Crying. Three crying faces, and then three crying faces.
Hank,
like
do you
laughing,
have anything?
Crying, and
laughing,
crying,
yeah. I don't know which way he thinks. I don't know what he thinks my take is going to be.
What,
I don't have a take
what
for the
was,
record.
What was his screen name?
I Don't See Race Bannon.
That sounds like a really cool guy.
Yeah. Whatever. Sometimes a tweet will just pop off in your eye. You see it, and you're like, oh, fuck.
That's just really confusing.
This guy wants me to comment on it. Well, here's my comment. I don't know what you're talking about.
How about Tom Brady's MCL, Hank? Have you commented on that?
No, but I will have a comment on his performance at the White House. He looked great standing up there speaking to our nation. I could see it happening in the future. I really could.
Oh.
What, okay. Him running for president?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
You think so?
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was great, dropping jokes.
Yeah,
I guess. That actually got my vote.
Yeah. good-looking guy. Everyone loves him. Winner.
Dropping
proven
some jokes.
Winner.
Do you have a comment, though, about his MCL issues from last year?
Because, I mean, he's hockey tough. He's a hero. He's a true hero.
Do you think there's a – so here's the spin zone you should go with if you're a Bucks
fan.
Like,
he used to take less Tom money Brady, to win for the Patriots, yeah. And then he literally just didn't disclose an injury to win with the Bucks.
No, I think that Tom Brady's just so tough that he didn't realize that his MCL was torn.
Florio gets pissed about that.
That's the pliability.
Well, yeah. I'm only pissed that I bet on the Bucks in that one game against the Saints.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake.
Yeah.
I don't get the – I mean, it blows my mind. I don't fully understand injuries, obviously, but obviously it wasn't that bad if he won the Super Bowl, so why would people be upset that he didn't report it? Clearly it wasn't that bad.
Florio thinks that that the injury report is there for a reason. Respect it.
He probably thinks that – like, if you're Tom Brady, you're probably so
They're
tough
cheating.
And such an elite athlete – that your MCL is probably more pliable than Giannis Antetokounmpo's.
Yeah. It is very funny, though, that he spent his entire career at the Patriots. I think he was on the injury report every single week with a shoulder, and then he went
questionable,
and
yeah.
actually had a real bad knee injury and never popped up on the report.
Well, I'm sure, though, at the time with the Patriots, he probably had similar injuries yeah. that they would just put in questionable shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, so he probably just told it to Bruce Arians when he was blacked out.
Yeah.
He forgot to put it on the list.
That's also true. Sun poisoning. All right, my hot seats.
Also, that's not really his fault. He doesn't make the reports.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. My hot seat is I'm going to pivot here all the fantasy owners that have done their fantasy drafts right now, and they have Cam Akers. There's always a few.
In July?
Yeah.
Cycles.
Well, it's also keeper leagues. But I do think there are – I do love, like, early August. I don't love injuries, but I love early August when people are like, dude, I just drafted you last night. Who the fuck does their fantasy draft before, like, the day before the season starts?
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. It's weird if you have your draft in July, but it's actually almost more enthralling. Like, you should have your draft – even before the NFL draft.
Yeah, why not?
And just have an entire offseason where everything that you put in for that upcoming season just gets put to shit.
It does just kind of fast track the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, when you always hear about somebody, usually it's Jake Butt that tears his ACL in like March.
Yeah.
And then somebody will always like have their season ruined before even training camp starts.
It would be funny if there's a team, if there's a league out there, hopefully someone is listening who has this, who had Cam Akers, drafted him this year, had that injury, and now is trying to work a trade
mm-hmm.
before we even play the first preseason game
yeah.
to shore up their roster.
Is Todd Gurley still out there?
I think so. He was trending a little bit today.
He probably doesn't want to go back because of the whole they still owe him money thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Currently a free agent.
Okay, so maybe that's the answer. My cool throne is Jeff Bezos because he did it. He went to space. The real cool throne, though, is guys who are maybe overcompensating for something, because usually it used to be like, hey, I'm going to go out and buy a really nice sports car when I'm in my 50s, maybe get an earring, whatever. Jeff Bezos, like, he fucking built a penis rocket
mm-hmm.
and then played just the tip with space. He didn't even go into space. He went to the edge of it.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't, in his wildest dreams, he couldn't even insert his big penis rocket into space.
No, he couldn't hit the ozone.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I couldn't believe that was the rocket.
Yeah,
like he.
Well,
do you think anyone said, "Hey, Jeff, we're looking over the rocket here. Did you realize that you're just having a midlife crisis and overcompensating here?"
It's not.
They wouldn't get paid.
It's not even just the rocket. He goes up, does just the tip with the atmosphere, falls down to Earth. What's the very first thing that he does when he lands? He puts on a cowboy hat.
Yep.
And he's not a cowboy hat guy.
He's not a cowboy hat.
And if you're wearing
guy.
A big-ass cowboy hat out of nowhere, you got a tiny dick, bro.
Yeah. That's you got just, a big-time tiny
that's
dick.
That's just how it works.
You know what? You probably could have used that however many hundreds of millions of dollars to go just touch the tip of space and get like a penis transplant, right?
Uh-huh.
I have to imagine.
Well,
doctors can do penis transplants.
The thing is, he's turned his entire body into a penis
right.
at this point.
So his whole body in his penis body with his tiny little penis in his penis rocket
yeah.
played just the tip.
Yeah, like a Russian nesting ball of dicks.
Did they go to zero gravity?
Yeah, they did for like maybe 3 minutes.
I loved that picture where he's like, the view is incredible, and it was nothing.
It's sucked.
I mean, it was scrambled porn.
New York is like smoggy because of a fire in California. Like the whole you can't see anything.
You can't see shit.
Yeah, if you wanted to go to outer space, you kind of missed your chance 40 years ago.
Space is kind of overrated at this point. Like, unless we can start going to see actual other planets, not interested.
Put a person on Mars, then I'll be impressed. Actually, you know what? Strike that. Bring an alien to me.
I did.
I think I'm out on space until Tom DeLonge personally lassos me an alien.
I did see one guy. There was a kid. There was an 18-year-old on the flight whose hedge fund father bought him a seat.
Oh, so he's like the F1 guy.
Yeah.
The astronauts.
Yeah. This guy tweeted, I'm genuinely surprised, impressed that the 18-year-old kid whose hedge fund dad bought him a seat on Bezos' spaceship is not going to Duke. Credit where credit is due. I think that's true. I think that's true.
Wait,
that's a good point.
Didn't Lance Bass from NSYNC go to space already?
Did he? Branson did it last week.
Yeah.
Bro, you're late.
Well, Branson's aircraft flew even lower than Jeff Bezos.
These guys are just doing fucking red eyes from LA to New York.
I actually think that Branson is less midlife crisis. He's just going through his like end of life crisis because his rocket ship isn't about dicks and sex. It's actually called Virgin.
Got it. Yeah, so that's true.
He's kind of the alpha in that.
Yeah,
situation.
He is
he's
alpha.
I'm so rich that I don't even need to get laid anymore.
It would be funny if the scientists who put Bezos in space were like, listen, he's not going to believe any of this shit. So we just make a fucking rocket that goes like, I don't know, 4,000 feet in the air. We turn off the gravity inside of it, and we're like, hey, man, this was sick, right?
You know what I would?
Pocket the rest.
Yeah, if I was the head astronaut, I would actually just install super high-definition LED screens on what appears to be all the windows.
Yeah.
And then just, like, have somebody stand outside and shake the rocket. Maybe, like, put some flames on the side, make it heat up for a second, and then turn on the lights on the LED screens. And you're like, oh, shit, this is incredible.
Yeah, knock them out right as they're going up.
Uh-huh.
And be like, dude, guess you couldn't handle the Gs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Lance Bass was supposed to go in 2002 from Kazakhstan, and he got kicked off the ship because TV producers failed to raise $20 million.
Ah.
Also, Chet Hanks and Adele were never a thing, PFT. Put some respect on her name. That was.
They weren't?
She wishes.
No, he wished.
By the way, I don't think that you phrased that correctly. Kicked off the rocket. I think if you're going to go to space and they can't raise enough money, you kick yourself off the rocket.
Yeah, like
you don't say.
He's reading the headline.
He's like, "Hey, you got to get off this." Well, no. I'm on my way. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Yeah, I got kicked out of my new mansion in the Hamptons yesterday.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we spared a couple expenses here. Mm-hmm. We didn't get all the boosters. I think I'm gonna sit this one out.
It's actually a genius move to invite celebrities that you know won't be able to afford the ticket onto your rocket ship. And then once they only get like $10 million of the $30 million price tag, you keep the $10 million.
Yeah, sorry. That's smart.
You couldn't make it up.
Yeah. So shout out Bezos for just overcompensating. Dude, we all, like, you could have paid, here's the bottom line. Bezos could have paid everyone in America like $300 just to say he's got a big dick.
Yeah.
We all would have done it.
Yeah, totally, Jeff.
So you really didn't have to do this, okay?
Are we all forgetting who he is? Is that going to work, do you think?
Yeah. I didn't know he had a brother, too, who's kind of trying to look like him.
That is the ultimate brother's bachelor party, though. Like,
yeah.
Hey, bro, let's go to space real quick.
Let's get up to space.
By the way, we're bringing an 18-year-old and then an 80-year-old woman with us.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, she
at least bring a dog.
So she was supposed to be the one of the first astronauts, but women weren't allowed in the space program back.
Oh, he's using way it
back
as a shield?
And so he's like, look at me, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Jake.
Hot seat is Skyline Chili.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Mets broadcaster Gary Cohen came back from a break. They were showing some B-roll. They were playing the Reds, and he just absolutely destroyed them. And I know it's a very controversial topic on this show.
Yeah, so. Well, he didn't have
the controversy?
Oyster cracker with a drop of hot sauce on it.
Yeah.
If he does that, then the entire meal changes.
Yeah. Oh, so I know you guys are torn on who likes it and who doesn't.
No. I've been very firm.
PFT had a weird little phase.
Yeah. No.
He was like, couldn't understand if it was a bit or not.
Okay. No, I honestly, no bits. I enjoy from time to time some of the Skyline chili. My dad used to make it for me when I was a kid. I had no idea what it was. He used to put cinnamon and chocolate syrup in the sauce. Disgusting. I know it sounds gross. Then he put it on a bed of ramen noodles. I grew up thinking that's what chili tasted like until I was like 10. And my friend came over to my house. My dad made chili for us. My friend was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't eat it. I was like, it's chili, bro. You don't even do chili. Since then, I've learned that there are other better types of chili.
A lot better types.
But still, if you're hammered, then Skyline chili's not.
I mean, that's every food. Like, if you have to preface any food with, it's a great drunk food, I mean, you could just flip it and say, it's terrible when you're sober.
Or like I ate so much of it before I knew what food was that it's just ingrained in my brain. Like,
yeah.
That's the only reason that you like
it's still it's nostalgic for me. Yeah. It's like when you watch Space Jam and Bugs Bunny came on the screen, you're like, well, he's not the funniest comedian anymore in the world, but I still like seeing him.
Every kid right now who's at a college campus or going to a college campus has a place that I guarantee you, they tell their friends, this place is awesome. We get it after we come home from the bars at 3 a.m. Guess what? It's probably not awesome.
What's that place at Quinnipiac? It's got like It's got like a pizza sandwich that they fill with ranch. Or
yeah,
something
the guy,
like that.
The kid was like, "You guys got to try this sandwich. It's a Philly cheesesteak with buffalo wings in it."
Yeah,
he's like, "It's great when we eat it drunk." It's like, I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. Everything's great when you eat it. I'll fucking eat Papa John's when I'm drunk.
Actually, I tell you what, every college town in America, I'm convinced, has their local pizza place. And that one particular pizza place you swear is the best pizza. And then once you go visit a friend at their college town, and they give their special pizza town, you're like, wait, this isn't as good as mine.
Yeah.
There's like a little rivalry going. Shout
Although
out to Cinello's.
Ian's was very good. Okay.
And Cool Thrones' John Cena. This happened right after we went off the air on Sunday night, but he made his return.
Yep.
And I know he's a friend of the program, recurring guest.
It was electric.
Belly button guy.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah. He'll fuck my belly button.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So shout out John Cena.
Yeah, that was an electric moment. Billy, hot seat, cool throne.
I got two hot seats. First one is the Ugandan weightlifter who didn't really. He left the team, went to Japan to sort of. He's been caught and sent back to Uganda.
Okay,
so they found him. Kony still on the loose. No, yep. Kony's dead.
We killed him.
Yeah, right. And second hot seat is Hezbollah versus Abdu, the celebrity boxing match that was very viral
Don't
on
tell
TikTok.
Me.
It's off.
Why?
Because Hezbollah wanted more money. And
good
the promoters
for him. Good for him. You know what? We all stan like players and player movement and players, you know, fuck management. Hezbollah, you count on that. If you're a free agent, you want more money, go get it.
He knows his value.
Yeah.
Because I think he was asking for $200,000. They were only offering $90,000.
Mm.
Don't lowball Hezbollah.
No, fuck
Hezbollah.
That. Hezbollah.
Hezbollah. No, you don't fuck with Hezbollah's pockets.
He's electric.
A cool throne. Alabama quarterbacks once again. According to Nick Saban, Bryce Young,
Coach
their
Saban?
Starter. Coach Saban.
Coach Saban. Jesus Christ, Billy.
Sorry. Might have already made about close to seven figures in endorsements.
That was very smart thing that Coach Saban did there, mm-hmm. where he's like, "Yeah, the quarterback that hasn't played yet is a millionaire."
True. This is how.
Wonder where you want to go to college.
This is how Coach Saban wins the next round.
Right.
He's staying like five steps ahead of most other people. He's like, "Jeez, I'm having a real hard time out here keeping my players focused on football because they're all just drowning in money. They got to run to the bank every day."
And they're like, "I don't know if anyone fact checked this or like followed up on it." But everyone ran with it, and everyone just did incredible promo for Alabama. Mm-hmm. Not that they needed it, but that was. I also love the coaches back like SEC media day. I saw Lane Kiffin said he lost 30 pounds because he just stopped eating. He's not going to eat again until he play defense. So that's he's going to die. He's going to be like Gandhi. Did Gandhi die not eating?
He did a hunger.
He
strike.
He got close.
I think he got yapped.
Okay, yeah, he got close to dying, not eating. So that's gonna be Lane.
Someone
Kiffin.
Let the chopper sing on him.
Yeah, and then Josh Heupel said he said he asked for lockers when he was four years old for Christmas.
Yeah, as one does.
As one always does.
And we call that a cubbyhole.
Yeah, I don't know what. Imagine being like, hey, I need a fucking locker.
I mean, that's kind of cool because I'm sure when I was 4 years old, I wanted like. I knew all the specific terms for construction equipment.
Yeah.
So I probably asked for something I don't even know what it is right now.
Right.
But when you're a kid and you're 4 years old, you get fixated on stuff.
Yes.
And so, even in the cupboard. I was one of those.
Yeah. Like that's a locker.
The magic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the magic cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. Should we get to our interview? We have Colin Morikawa. Awesome interview. Before we do that, PFT.
Yeah, before Colin Morikawa, I want to talk to you guys about our great, great friends over at...
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And now, Colin Morikawa.
Okay, we now welcome on a very special guest. He was on a couple weeks ago, but since that time, he's won a little thing called the Open Championship. It is Colin Morikawa. Colin, it's great to see you. Great tournament. Wait, what do they call you after? The Player of the Year or something? They give you a title.
Champion Golfer of the Year.
That's
thank you guys. Thank you for having me. I'm glad you got the Open right. I said British Open in my little first speech, but it's the Open, I guess.
Yeah, so it was an incredible, incredible weekend. You're one of the youngest guys to win two majors. You won two majors in the course of 8 months. I think Tiger Woods the only one who's done that at this age. The question, though, that I have that's very important. I saw a picture. You had to carry your own trophy through like security and everything at the airport?
Yeah.
That seems wrong.
I flew. No, why? Why do you want someone else to carry your trophy?
I thought they send it to you, or you take a private jet. You just got on like a Southwest flight out of England with your claret jug.
Let's clear this up because everyone like whatever commercial. I don't mind flying commercial. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay, I flew commercial from London to Atlanta, and then I took a private flight from Atlanta to Vegas. So everyone needs to calm down about this flying commercial. There's nothing wrong.
There is nothing wrong with it, but that means that you put in the overhead the claret jug?
Yes, it fit perfectly. Perfectly on an international flight. Locked up, no dings, no damages.
But wait, that also meant that you're only allowed to have one personal item. So you had what, like a backpack and then the claret jug?
I had three. Somehow I just snuck my way on.
Okay.
I think they understood.
The rules don't apply.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome, though, that, like, if you're sitting on that flight, you're like, yeah, one of the most famous trophies in sports, one of the most famous, the most famous trophy in probably golf is just sitting in the stowaway on seat, like, 5D.
Well, I thought about it because I did ask someone at the RNA, and they said, if they ask you what it is, just tell them what it is, and they're going to let you.
Right.
That's true. But they didn't even question. Even questioned it.
Did they have any concerns about letting you handle a trophy given your past history of breaking other major championship trophies?
Mm. To be honest, no, because there is no lid. There's no lid. The first thing I did ask was, is there a lid? because I wasn't going to be 0-for-2 dropping a lid. But yeah, it's so much smaller than the Wanamaker. So it's a lot more, you can bring it a lot of places.
Yeah, it's interesting because we talked to you just before you went overseas and you had never played Lynx golf before. And I guess you played the Scottish Open before you played in the Open Championship. Is there anything that you actually learned during that week and any adjustments that you made?
I changed so much. I changed weights in my putter. I changed three of my irons, and my irons is what my game's about, right? Hitting my 7-iron, 7-iron, 8-iron, 9-iron. Changed them to irons that I've actually used in the past. I used last fall and I was playing really poorly. But they're just better through the turf. I mean, these are things that no one would really figure out unless, you're really specific on the details that you're trying to learn about.
I noticed that you didn't say anything about your driver. Do you hate your driver?
Mm.
No, I love my driver. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. I love my driver. It's crazy.
I saw that you gave that quote in an interview, and it was just before Brooks did his interview, and his quote about his driver went viral, even though yours came out first. Were you a little jealous of the fact that Brooks's quote got so much play and yours didn't?
No, I do not need to get in the middle of these two. but here's the thing. Brooks is the one that brought it up. I didn't bring this up. Like a media person they're trying to instigate this feel even more. They asked me, do you love your clubs? Like, do you like your driver? And so I have to answer. Right.
It's also, it was the perfect storm too, because it's the British press, which I think they are a little bit more, I don't want to say pushy, but they get right to it and they'll stir the pot if they see a pot sitting there ready to be stirred.
Exactly. They want to fuel the fire.
Yeah.
I think they love to see it.
Yeah. All right. So I've always wondered this. 18th on Sunday, you're up two strokes. When you you stepped out of the tee box. What was that about?
Yeah, we need to talk about this.
Yeah. What happened?
Some spectator at some point in the day snuck a little like old school microphone, like a recording, threw it underneath like one of the marshals around there. And started playing these like farting noises right as I was about to swing. So I don't think people like really understood why I stepped away, or like I don't think the announcers really knew what was going on. So we thought it was a fan like making fun of or like playing something on their phone. Marshall went, looked around the grass because it's really long, and then they found it. And yeah, how crazy is
they
that?
They put like, a fart machine. Yeah, that's incredible. So yeah, because I when I was watching, I was like, wait, what just happened? Because you're right, like from the TV broadcast, I thought you were maybe just trying to compose yourself in a big moment, but the fact that someone was trying to fart in your backswing, you should have manned up and swung.
No. I thought about it because normally these noises, like, I don't care. It really, you know, it doesn't bother me. I don't care if people talk. But, you know, I thought about it. I was like, this is not how I want to hit my last tee shot. And, you know, let's try and win this thing, not have fun.
So you step out and then you get back in, and I've always thought, what goes through a golfer's head when they're Sunday, major, up, last hole? Are they thinking to themselves, wow, it would take a lot to really fuck this up? Or like, man, I got this, but it would really suck if I screwed this shot up. Like, what's going through your head? Do you say to yourself, like, I got this, just play conservative, like hit it straight down the middle, doesn't really matter, you got 2-stroke lead? Or are you just not even thinking about that type of stuff?
No, I mean, you have to just think about, like, how do you hit the best shot possible, right? It's as simple as that. What do you need to do the best to make 4 shots is all I needed to get in the hole. I could add 5. I'd rather make par. So how are we going to make 4 shots, the best shots I'm going to hit all day, and get out, win this tournament? So, you know, your mind can wander. There's a lot of time to wander, especially with 9 holes left. But I just had to keep reminding myself about, what does a good shot look like? What do I need to do here? How do I do this? And just try to make my mind think about golf or something else rather than what if, right? What if I do that? What if he does that? You can't let your mind go there.
I want to go back real quick to the fart machine thing. So when you heard the when you heard the sound of the fart, did you stop and did you tell either the marshal or your caddy? Were you like, hey, there's a fart machine? Did you immediately recognize that it was farts, or were you just like...
No, we all knew that Louis is caddy, my caddy, we all knew it was a fart machine. We all knew it was like a farting noise. But we seriously thought like it was from the spectators. Like, we thought someone was playing it on their phone, and Marshall, we're all looking, we're like looking around, and the marshal digs in the grass and pulls this little recorder out. And I mean, just what are the odds of that happening?
Did you get to keep the fart machine? Yeah.
No, but I bet you we could sell that for a nice little price.
Yeah. Now we are Brooks guys, A1, you know, he's our guy no matter what. You know, every now and then when Max makes the cut, we'll root for him. Yeah, do you think though that your trophy's a little cheapened because it's kind of like, what have you done for me lately? Brooks played the best on Sunday. He posted the best score. He just ran out of time. Do you feel like it's a little bit of a cheap trophy because of that? You wouldn't, you know, a real man would have been like, Brooks, let's go 18 mano y mano because you beat me today.
Yeah, that's an awful question.
I thought it was great.
That is a simple, awful question. I mean, it's like you put a deadline. We have 4 days to play a golf tournament. Come on.
Sounds like you're scared. Sounds like you're scared.
It kind of sounds like you don't really love golf.
Yeah.
Because you would have taken the opportunity, leapt at the opportunity to play at that wonderful golf course. Yeah, one more round. Let's do it, boys.
All right. Well, okay. Well, let's go. Yeah, no. Okay. Brooks has won 4 majors, okay? I don't think he wants to go back and challenge the person that was right next to him.
Here's what we're gonna do. The next tournament that you guys play in together, the first round, we're gonna count that as your open score.
Yes,
your final round, and we'll see who the real winner is.
I see how this relationship has turned.
You guys bring me in, ease me up, and now that we're not close mano y mano here, you guys are firing all your shots.
No, listen, we have to just show love to our guy Brooks, but you're quickly becoming part of our stable. We do enjoy having you on. Can we talk about the course real quick? Because Brooks is our favorite golfer, but really our favorite golfer is the course. We always root for the course. At what point in the week were you like, this course can be had? Like, this course isn't playing as tough as it, you know, maybe past British Opens have been.
You know, it all comes down to weather. It was fairly – they got a lot of rain a few weeks before. It was soft. The greens were slow. You could attack pins, and it never got windy. And, you know, both draws – I think the draw I had was a little tougher, especially the first day. We had it really windy that afternoon. But But overall, I mean, you look at the last 2 days, it was just not windy. Saturday had some of the toughest pin locations I've ever seen in a golf tournament, period. And then Sunday was just perfect. I mean, it's as perfect as it's going to get. So you're going to see low scores, and you had to make birdies.
Do you think that courses were tougher back in the 90s, kind of like we talk about NBA?
No, I think they know how to make it tougher now, because obviously courses were tougher, or courses were shorter back then. But now they grow out rough probably longer than they had it before. Greens might have not been as undulated. You know, people are learning how to make a golf course tough. It's not about designing it long. It's just making them firm, fast, having lucky weather, and building the rough up. It's as simple as that.
Are we going to have to figure out a way to Colin-proof some of these courses if you keep winning major championships?
Yeah.
What would that look like if a golf course?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm not going to tell you how to design a golf course.
Well, are you bad for golf? You don't like your driver, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe
I don't like it. I love my driver. That's correct. I don't like it. I love it.
700-foot par threes. 700 yards.
Got to figure that out.
700 yards.
Foot would not be that tough.
What's the deal
that's,
with...
That's like 200, just 230.
With the yardage books that you get over there, do they tell you the distance in meters, or is it still in yards?
No, they have a yardage book. They have one in yards, one's in meters. All the sprinkler heads are marked meters and yards. We don't have to do math, so...
Is that the same way in the United States? When you get the yardage book, it says it in meters?
What?
So if you're playing at Augusta, will it tell you yards and meters as well?
No. When you're playing in the U.S., it's always yards. And then guys that do meters, they have to learn. They have to calculate everything. Caddies will go through it and change up the entire book.
Wow. That sounds almost like an unfair advantage to American golfers.
Yeah.
But they should have thought about that before we kicked their ass in 1776.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Speaking of America, you're about to go to the Olympics for our country. Are you? What's the format? So it's. I know we talked about it briefly when you were here, but it's a solo. And then what is the actual format? How many days do you guys play?
4 days. It's like a regular tournament.
Oh, okay.
Thursday through Sunday next week. Nothing. I mean, there's no team. There's no team aspect of it other than we're representing our country. We're representing the U.S. You know, there's no other team aspect. It's just not fair because some countries have one and then the U.S. has four. So how do you compare that?
Right. Mm-hmm. So are you excited? I know there's obviously some COVID stuff going on, but like this is kind of a cool moment to be an Olympian.
Yeah, exactly. You hit it spot on. Like, yeah, I'm an Olympian for life. And, you know, with all the restrictions, it's going to be tough. It's going to suck somewhat a little bit here to not see other athletes and watch them, you know, excel at what they do best. But I'm going to be an Olympian. You know, I'm always going to have that for the rest of my life. I mean, it happens every 4 years. And think about it. 2 years ago, I was an amateur. Now I'm here, two major championships, and I'm headed to the Olympics. I have a friend that I went to Cal with who is on the U.S. water polo team for the Olympics this year. And I told him, like, realistically, when we graduated that day, like, the Olympics was probably not a realistic thought. Like, I told him I would have had to do something very special to get there. Mm-hmm. And, we did.
Now you got to get the tattoo. You got to get the rings.
No, I don't.
Olympian has them. Yeah.
Nope, we talked about it. If I win, I'll think about it.
Okay.
And we'll go on from there.
All right.
Have you thought about where you're going to get the rings when you win?
No. You have recommendations?
Yeah, I think right across your stomach.
I was going to say tramp stamp would be good. Lower back. That always plays.
Interesting. Yeah.
Good time.
Okay. Face tattoo?
Yeah. You guys can take questions and recommendations for where that could be. But
okay,
a very if maybe type thing.
We'll crowdsource it for you. Whatever our listeners decide, that's where you get the tattoo.
That's where I may get the tattoo.
Okay.
If I win gold.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stipulations to this.
I forget, did we bully you into giving us a percentage of your winnings?
I think so.
Absolutely, no. I think you were charging me $2 million, mm-hmm. so I'd be left with $70,000 of my paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Before taxes and everything.
Oh, poor Colin.
For you to run my social media, or for you to push my name out there for $2 million.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever shook on it.
Well, look what happened. I mean, I feel like the proof is in the pudding since then.
Yeah. We doubled
your major championships.
We didn't do anything.
Are we part of your team, though? That's all I care about. When you say, I want to thank my team. And actually, I saw your speech. It was great. asking people to, you know, look at each other and say, we don't do that enough, which I appreciate you saying thank you to us. But are we part, can we loosely be part of your team? You're not part of our team yet, but you, we're part of yours.
I think we're, you know, we're halfway across the bridge of meeting and shaking hands. I mean,
okay,
you guys might be a couple steps. I might be, you know, half a step, maybe farther ahead, but you know, I think we have some work to do.
Really, what we're waiting on is for Barn Rat to turn down our invitation to complete our stable.
Exactly. I mean, wow, that's going to be.
Yeah.
Because who do you guys have? You guys have Brooks,
Max,
Will,
and Max,
right?
Yeah. Actually, I want to talk about that real quick. So, what was more remarkable? You winning two titles, two majors in 8 months, or Max making the cut? Because actually, he was kind of the champion of the weekend. When you really, like, you know, if you really say, like, who overachieved, he did.
Why? Max is a great player. He's your own guy, and you guys are talking shit about him.
I know,
him.
That's like, what we do it. That's the relationship we have, you know? It's okay. kind of like that. No, we do love him.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious about your clubs, because I saw a picture of your clubs. I forget what interview you did, but you had like a really tightly zoomed in shot of your club heads, and you have cereal stamped across your irons, like different kinds of cereal?
Against my wedges, yeah. I've got cereal on my wedges.
How did you decide what wedges get what types of cereal?
Well, I just have four cereals on one wedge, and then like other wedges, sometimes I do other types of food. I've done steak. I've done everything. I mean, I just love food, so I put four of my favorite cereals on there.
So what's on your Mount Rushmore of cereals?
Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
I have Cocoa Puffs.
Ooh.
And Cap'n Crunch.
No Honey Nut Cheerios.
Ooh.
You know, I thought about it, but I was like, you know, it's just, it's almost too healthy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right? Like, it's a great snack, but, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios are almost too healthy.
So is that what you have for breakfast every day? You a cereal guy?
I'm a huge cereal guy. A lot of Frosted Flakes. A lot of, yeah. So, not every day, but like.
Well, you're a professional athlete. Hey, what is the, I'm always the golfer exemptions that happen when you win something. Are you now set for life? Like, do you get to play in the British Open for life now?
I don't know. I think it is a lifetime exemption. I'm not positive on that. I'm sure we can find someone to look that up. But yeah, I mean, we're in it for a good handful of years at least.
Yeah, my dream golf career would be to win one major and then be terrible and then just show up to that major every single year and be like, guess what? I got an invite. There's nothing you guys can do about it.
Hey, I mean, you guys are already professional, so we already took that leap of faith over that bridge. So you guys are we're almost there.
That's the John
Daly. Maybe
the John
Daly. Wait, time out. Maybe Brooks can help you get a sponsor's exemption.
Oh,
yeah. That's true. Leverage your man Brooks and Max to maybe get you guys a spot.
So how does that work? Like, if it's the Waste Management Open, then the sewage company will be like, hey, we want these guys to be the shittiest golfers possible. They get in for free.
Oh, I mean, every tournament has so many sponsor exemptions, and they can give it to whoever they want.
You guys would get so mad at us for pace of play.
Oh, God.
Everyone would be so miserable, and no. I feel so sorry for whoever has to tee it up next to you guys. They might send you guys out as a single.
Well, how does that work in the last pairing on Sunday? Is it a big advantage to be in that last group, as opposed to being in the second to last?
Yeah, I think being in the last group is the best. You want to be there because that means you're very close to the lead, if not leading. You know what the leader is doing. In my position, I knew what Louis was doing, and I could see what Spieth was doing. He was ahead of me. I always had holes ahead of me to, you know, make birdies, make more shots up. And but yeah, being the final group, I think is always a place you want to be.
Did you and Louis, you guys ever, like, did you talk at all in that last round? Because that's so tense, and he had a tough Sunday, so there's not...
Not much.
Yeah. I would imagine, like, if you said, like, hey, nice shot out. If I were Louis, I'd be like, fuck you, man. Like, I know you're going to win. What the hell?
What was the thing you said to say to people that...
Oh, yeah, no, you're going to love that.
You're going to love that,
yeah.
Right? Yeah,
no,
I did not
what.
Say any of that.
Yeah,
I did not say any of that.
You got to throw in a you're going to love that.
I did not say that yet, but, you know, you get the right pairing. I'm sure you can get Brooks to say it.
All right, Colin, last question.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This has been awesome. The only other thing I had was when you took your hat off, you were fixing your hair a lot. So your hair looks good. Do you have a little more confidence in your hair?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, look at this. There it is. Oh. You got to eat cereal.
No, you can keep talking. I'm thirsty.
What was the
That's
first?
That's partially our trophy, so you're not flexing on us.
What was the first thing that you drank out of that thing?
What's up?
What was the first thing that you drank out of it?
That's good. That's nice and cold. Keeps it cold, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like we had a bunch of beer. It holds about a pint and a half, I think, what the guy at the bar told us. We were having drinks with Max. Max was there. But it was my caddy's birthday, so it was like the best thing in the world.
Oh, that is the best thing in the world. Did you give him an extra? Do you give extra for majors?
We don't need to talk about that.
What do you mean?
Well, he told us last time that he didn't.
Yeah.
He told us last time 10% is fair.
Wow.
So like when they auto-grat you at a restaurant, it's like 18% included. You're like, well, they already included it, so
it's there.
Did you at least bump him up to first class on the way home?
Yeah, no, I'm flying the guy. Yeah, he's flying with me. Okay, he lives in Vegas too. Like, we're flying together. Don't worry about any of that.
Okay. I mean, it was his birthday.
International travels, it's getting taken care of.
Where was Max? Was he in the back row?
Tournament on his birthday?
Yeah.
Max?
Yeah, was he in the back row by the bathroom?
Max was, I wouldn't say hammered. His caddy was hammered. Joe was loose. Max finished fairly earlier than I did. But we had a great time that night.
Yeah.
My last question was just, have you ever been to Topgolf?
I have.
Isn't that awesome? You can drink and then you play golf too.
You can drink anywhere.
Yeah, but then you have a couch that you can sit down. I'm just thinking that if you went to Topgolf, you could do the thing where you hustle people. Maybe they'll probably recognize you now. But I don't know. Maybe there's some casual Topgolf places that you can just roll up to with a 7-iron and nothing else. If you went up there and how far do you hit your 7-iron?
I don't think I can get out of that. I hit a 185. I don't think I can sneak around out of Topgolf pass as a no-name golfer.
If I took you to Topgolf right now and they had a target that was 185 yards out and I gave you 100 balls, how many do you think you hit into the target?
Well, there's like so many rings. What target are you talking about?
The one that's like 185 yards out.
Right, but like there's ring, like it's a massive target.
The middle ring.
Bullseye. The middle one? I don't know. I haven't been there in a while. The bullseye is like this big.
Yeah, we know.
I don't know. Maybe one.
One out of 100?
Maybe.
That's weird because I read somewhere that you hit like your 6-iron an average of 13 feet away from the pin.
Yeah, the bullseye is about 3 inches.
Okay, we'll give you the one past the bullseye, the second one. That's like 5 feet.
But you just had some wings, so your hands are a little greasy.
Right, and we've had a few drinks, so we're feeling it.
Yep.
I don't know, 25?
That's okay. I could maybe beat you on
I'd say you're decent at golf. Yeah. You sound like a decent golfer.
Okay, yeah. I sound like an average professional golfer. You guys sound like the real deal.
Well, we would have played Brooks an extra round on Monday.
Would you?
Yes, we would have. If I were in your shoes, I would have been like, Brooks was so good on Sunday, I owe it to golf to play him for an extra round for this Claret joke.
Okay, I'll remember that next. Next time we hop on another call when Brooks are out, you know, I win, and we'll talk about where that has to go.
No, it's your next tournament. It's the first round of the next tournament. That's really for the true Memphis champion golfer of the year award.
Oh man! Well, congrats though, man. It's awesome. It was actually I thought your speech was great, and we appreciate you coming on. And good luck in the Olympics. And we'll talk to you again when you win another major. You're going to win all the majors. You're going to win them all.
I hope so. That'd be really cool. But
if you win all four majors next year, you have to give us something. Right, you have to give us something.
Shopping spree?
Yeah, shopping spree. $50,000 shopping spree if you win all four majors.
All four majors next year.
Yes.
Every single one in 2022.
Uh-huh. Yes.
In Vegas.
Yes.
if I win every single one next year, not a Grand Slam, not two.
Correct.
I win every single one.
What about the Collins Slam? If he wins the first two next year.
If you win the first three next year. So it's the Collins Slam. So if you win four in a row, you have to win the first three next year. That's four in a row.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
That would be four in a row.
Tiger did that. That's the Tiger Slam.
Yep. So if you do a Tiger Slam, we come out to Vegas, we go on a $50,000 shopping spree with the boys.
Huh. And then you guys, for free of charge, become my personal media managers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, no problem.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Deal.
Okay.
Deal. I like this.
We'll shake on it.
We're making deals with everyone. We have one with Christian Yelich. If he hits 20 home runs in the second half, he's got to take us on a shopping spree. So, yeah, we're
It's a lot of home runs.
He sucks this year, though. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's a little different. 20 home runs is, you know.
I mean, three majors in a row is a lot.
It's been done.
Yeah, it has.
The Tiger Slam has been done. Tiger Slam has been done once.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Colin. Good luck in Japan, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good to see you, man. Colin Morikawa is brought to you by our great friends over at...
Listen up. We've got some tea, and you all are going to be obsessed. We spoke with the Abercrombie team, and they told us that they were going to launch a wedding shop. Well, we lost it because, as you know, we are both getting ready to get Abercrombie and Hitched. The whole vibe of Abercrombie these days is clothes you'd wear for a perfect long weekend, and all their customers were like, hey, we spend long weekends traveling for weddings these days. And then Abercrombie was like, we love that. Let us just give you everything you could ever possibly want and love to wear for all things wedding. So they did. It has everything. Tons of dresses, jumpsuits, pants, swimsuits, pajamas, pantsuits, and all perfectly curated for different events, bachelorettes, brunches, showers, ceremonies as a guest and ceremonies as a bride, reception, and even honeymoon. It is incredible. Check out the Abercrombie Wedding Shop on Abercrombie.com. Go shop it now.
All right, let's wrap up. We got Guys on Chicks, and then we got some Billy Recap. Hank, you got us some Guys on Chicks?
I do.
All right.
How does a guy decide when it's time to feed the geese?
It's feed the geese? What is that?
I wasn't sure.
Feed the geese?
I assume that's jacking off.
Let's see.
Because you go like, yeah, because you like feed geese like this.
Feed the geese.
They usually honk.
Yeah.
I don't masturbate.
I don't jack off.
It doesn't, there's no time. It just happens. It could happen with anything. It could be a stiff breeze. It could be a memory. It could be a something comes on TV. It's really, I mean, do you guys, anyone here?
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something I have like set in my.
Yeah, right. It's not.
I don't have it.
It's like, this could be. All right, let's do this.
I don't have it planned out in my scheduler.
Boredom is usually a good one.
I think it's usually just to pass the time.
Yeah. It's like, all right, let's do that.
Or fall asleep.
Now what? Yeah.
My boyfriend says it's not cheating if he drinks a bunch of novelty drinks, gets wasted, and then takes liquor shots off girls at the bar. Is this cheating?
I don't think liquor shots off of girls at a bar, that's not cheating.
It also depends on what type of novelty drinks we're working with here.
Yeah.
If we're talking about just like a margarita that has a beer floating in it, I'd say that's still cheating. But if it's something that you drink out of like a giant bucket, then I think it's not cheating.
It's not smart.
It's not smart. I don't think that's qualified as cheating. No. It's definitely... She's not going to be happy, nor should she. If you reversed it, I always say, like, just reverse it. Guy would be pissed, right?
I think the real answer is if the girl at the bar is hotter than she is, then it's cheating.
Yeah.
If she's not, then you'd be like, I just thought it was like, she's like a sister to me.
Yeah.
And then your girlfriend would be like, I know, I can never lose you.
Like a sister, yeah. Who doesn't take shots on her sister?
I don't know. I don't have a sister.
My ex-boyfriend is the biggest Rays fan, and I'm a Sox fan. We made a bet that if the Sox won 91 games... First of all, who's the biggest Rays fan? This might be fake.
Dickie B.
Well, if he is a Rays fan, he's probably the biggest Rays fan.
No, Dickie B.
We made a bet that if the Sox won 91 games, he would have to wear my 2018 cheating year World Series gear round. We broke up and ended on shitty terms, but I think he should be a man of his word and wear the shit if we win 91 games. Is that right?
Yeah. Why not?
I think what you have to do is you have to just be like, hey, I've been thinking about you a lot. Right when they win 91 games.
Yeah.
Like, I've been thinking about you a lot. Maybe we can give this a try. On that day.
Wait, no, don't go on the day. Wait till like 93.
Okay, yeah, wait for a little bit after then.
Or even do the plant the seed at like 89.
Yeah, be like, I've been thinking about you. Just send him a text. Or just like hit emphasize on one of your old sex that you have together.
She definitely wants to get back with him. Like that you wouldn't ask that, like if you ask this question, that means you kind of want to get back with him. And it's not the worst way to get back with a significant other. Be like, you owe me this bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Hey guys, not a guys on chicks, but I need an explain it to Hank ever since Big Cat talked about the 8K camera. How do I see 8K on my 4K TV?
So 8K, I might have been wrong. Some nerds said it's not 8K. I don't fucking know. Dude, it's just what we have said is futuristic now, 8K.
It's the stuff that they show on NFL Sunday after a touchdown.
There is a channel, though. Yeah, there is. There is. It's basically if you go, I think, what did I watch? I might have watched Wimbledon in 8K. Or no, it was the Euro Finals. Yes, 4K. Okay, 4K. But it's if you go to the regular channel, HD, it will pop up and say, do you want to watch this in fucking Super HD? And, little hack, that actually is way ahead of the regular channel.
Oh, like in it's terms like of seconds?
4 or 5 seconds
ahead. Can you get a live betting edge on it?
I don't think so. I tried.
Someone will probably explain it better, but my understanding is it's like they're nicer cameras, but no matter what, because it's on TV and the way they broadcast, they have to broadcast TV. No one's seeing like 8K or 4K because they're broadcasting it in 1080p, what? But they're using cameras that are – they can shoot 4K. But they're not broadcasting 4K.
So the cameras are ahead of the technology.
I know.
The cameras are like higher quality, and they have the ability to shoot 4 or 8K. But because of the way it's broadcasted, like no one's seeing 4 or 8K.
But maybe 4K. It was actually the All-Star game. Now that I'm thinking about it, and it was crisper. Like it was crisper than regular HD. I don't know how much crisper, but I could tell that there was a little bit of a difference.
I don't know if we need to get crisper with anything. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm just more interested in being ahead of everyone. Yeah. That's a fucking thrill.
I'm in a good place right now with what sports looks like on television. I don't know if my eyes are ready for it. Although I do predict that it's about that time for them to start forcing 3D down our throats again. It's like every 3 years, like 3D sports is coming back. It always sucks. It's never been good.
Yeah.
But they're going to try because they feel like they can make money off it now. So that's I predict in the next like 2 years, they'll start forcing that on us.
I wish kids knew how fucking crazy it was when we went to HD. It was awesome. I remember the Midges game was the first one that I was like, whoa, Jabba Chamberlain and the Midges in Cleveland.
You remember watching the news in HD for the first time?
Yeah, it blows your mind.
Yeah.
Now sometimes I actually like to go back to standard def, just like old school, throwback.
Well, I don't even notice the difference anymore.
Oh, like, go back to standard def and you'll notice the difference.
No, I think I watched some stuff on standard def. You used to be able to switch it back and forth and one was like square and the other one was like the crispest image you've ever seen.
Uh-uh.
I think it's pretty similar now.
Nope.
No.
Wrong.
Not to
mansplain technology to you, but you're wrong.
I kind of want to get one of the Oculus things.
Perfect. Great call, Hank. I have one and I haven't opened the box. So
really?
I'll give it to you.
Oh, yep. Fuck yes.
I used the Oculus. Little Sass brought in an Oculus one day. We used it for 20 minutes. 5 minutes in, I said, holy shit, I need this. Bought it. Sitting on my desk in the box, never opened.
Wait, do you plug it?
It's not the best advertisement, but I mean, I am, you know me.
Yeah. I'm a very, you know, knee-jerk guy. Like, ooh, got to have it. And then when it showed up, it was maybe 2 days later because it was Amazon Prime. It was like $450 down the drain. You can have it.
What do you do with an Oculus? You plug it into like a PlayStation, or is it just its own gaming system?
It's its own gaming system. Yeah.
So, but you can view on it too?
Yeah, but it's its own gaming system.
It's VR.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So
virtual reality.
Again, it's very cool. Like if I give you my Oculus and then we play it together, I'm going to want it back. So don't do that. Just a heads up.
Yeah, I'll never mention it even if I use it.
You have to like sign in through that, I think.
I think Facebook owns the company because they own
everything. I'm out for that reason. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not giving a penny to that nerd Zuckerberg.
I mean, I'm sure you still have your Facebook account like activated, so.
And I am active on Instagram,
right?
Which I always forget is also Facebook,
right?
All
right,
I'm back in on Oculus.
Damn.
What is an appropriate amount of beers for my boyfriend to drink on a beach day? I usually get like a 6-pack of seltzers when we go with our friends, and he will always get at least a 24-pack of beer. He says he needs more because he is bigger.
Yes,
is that true, or am I dating an alcoholic?
By the way, let's just before we hop into this, I love that line because I use it all the time. When we're out to dinner or like getting ice cream and it's like, I'm going to get 3 scoops because I'm bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I need, that's a good way to stay bigger.
I need more power. I need more energy to survive. My general rule of thumb is you always get more than you need. But if you're going to be out, if you're going to be out in the sun, let's say from 11 o'clock until 5 o'clock, 24 is a pretty good number. Because you're hot out there, if they're cold beers, you're regulating your body temperature. You could actually put yourself in danger if you don't drink enough cold
beer. And there's always like, I've always found there's like a 3 to 4 beer error that you need to have where it's like, either maybe you hopped in the ocean, now the beer is warm, or dipped, it's spilled over in the sand.
I was gonna say,
like, you're going to lose a couple
just
out of general sloppiness.
Yeah, and you
it's like 20 beers.
And you can also take into account, like, what if a friend shows up and they didn't bring theirs? I have to share some of mine with them.
Yeah, throw a couple around.
There's no faster way to end a beach day than just running out of booze.
Yeah, if you're out of beer, it's like, might as well pack up and head in, wash our feet off.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, Billy.
Oh,
recap. Yeah. What?
Okay.
We have a good one?
Hi, guys. My boyfriend hasn't gone down on me in almost 2 months. Whenever I ask, he says he's been really had a ton of anxiety about becoming the next Michael Douglas. I Googled it and could not believe it. How do I handle this moving forward?
I think you smear some peanut butter on it.
We'll get you hooked.
Right to town.
We'll get you hooked up with Glennie Balls. He'll tell you. Although that would actually be more of a scared straight because he hurt his neck.
Or Munchtown Bob.
Yeah, Munchtown Bob. He will hook it up. Yeah, I think Michael Douglas might have gotten addicted to it, so just don't get addicted to it.
I think Michael Douglas also saw the best opportunity ever to flex on America and be like, yeah, you know this cancer that everyone's praying for me that I have? It's because I ate too much pussy.
Yep. Just puss all day, all night. Everything in moderation. There it is. What Billy's now worried about how much pussy you've been eating.
No, what? Who's Michael Douglas?
He's an actor. He got throat cancer because he ate too much puss.
Yeah, he was married to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
So you can understand why he keep eating
extra,
that.
Such a hot name.
So, yeah, very.
Dude,
more
that
facts,
fucking scene, what's that movie?
Entrapment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he goes up and under.
The lasers?
Yeah.
All right, bonks all around. That's okay.
No, you know what? That doesn't count as a bonk because that's past.
It's also
those
cinema.
Thoughts have already happened.
That's now I want to go feed the goose just by thinking about it.
Those are art.
Little stats on Jeff Bezos' flight. Jeff Bezos went 350,000 feet in the air. The highest recorded flight by a plane was 367,000 feet.
What the
490.
Fuck? So he didn't do shit.
Yeah, he could have gone there on a plane.
Oh, my God.
For much cheaper.
This is just like what Elon Musk did when he built a tunnel to Grimes' house. He's like, look what I can do. Jeff Bezos just flies straight up and down.
That's so stupid.
Wait. What about the guy from Red Bull that jumped out of that balloon?
Yeah.
That was shorter. That was around 150,000 feet.
That's still...
Which is still crazy.
Yeah, that's still halfway up to...
These
numbers, if you're going to space,
to me.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't tell you any of these.
What does
numbers,
Neil deGrasse Tyson have to say about this journey?
Planes have flew higher than that rocket went. Also, just in comparison, Yuri Gagarin...
An accident?
Yuri Gagarin, 60 years ago, did 108 minutes.
Oh, fuck, I'm still going up. What the hell?
Around the Earth, and that was 60 years ago.
Okay. Not impressed. We're not impressed.
Oh, here's a good stat from Neil deGrasse Tyson. Relative to a schoolroom globe, the planet Mars would be a mile away. The moon would be 30 feet away. The International Space Station orbits 3/8 of an inch or a centimeter above the surface. Bezos this month ascended the thickness of 2 dimes above the surface.
What the fuck?
Fraud.
What? That's a joke. I could jump that high.
How many grains of rice?
I think.
Yeah, you got to do Bezos grains of rice. That's the only way I understand
it. I think it's
this.
1 grain of billionaire rice.
Yeah.
Maybe even less.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy David Yaus turns out drinks 10 to 12 cups of coffee a day.
How did you say his name?
Yaus. I kind of like that.
Yeah,
though.
I like that. Yaus.
If he play,
how
if
do you
he,
say it?
If he coached for the Dodgers, Yaus. It would be Yaus.
That's what he said.
10 to 12 cups of coffee a day. What a beast. Yeah. And he's 4-0 as a manager. He's managed 2 games, incredible comebacks in the last week.
Do you think that he's going to get a job as a manager?
That would be awesome.
Dabo doesn't think there are 12 teams good enough for an expanded college football playoff. That was another quote from SED.
He just doesn't want to have the chance of being upset. But yeah. And he's got his spot locked up forever.
And the higher usership of Oculus Rift users are usually geese feeders.
Mm. Ah.
That's
so
an animal
Hank,
fact in itself.
Yep.
Wait.
Have at it, Hank.
It plugs into porn?
Yeah.
Exactly.
VR porn.
I'm still out on it.
99.
65.
8.
18.
Wait, 18 down. 18 down.
69. Say it. Oh, new one.
16.
Eight. Oh. You want to do it again?
Oh, wait, what is that? It's
oh,
not.
Oh, my God.
It's 69.
68.
Oh, 68.
Oh.
No, that's 89. Lines 89. On the bottom.
89.
Yeah, just like we said, you want to do one more because we put 18 out?
Yeah, there was a lot of...
No, it's all right.
No, I heard you, Jake. I heard you.
66.
You went a very, like, audible, aw.
So we're going to
oh, sorry.
This counts. That one was practice.
69.
So 89's not in the record book?
No, you can't say that. That one counted 66.
All right, so we're just doing double.
Okay. Yeah.
We've done double before.
We've done double. All right, this okay. is like 12 the first day.
All right, double. Six. 99.
18.
This counts regularly. 89 counted regularly.
8.
Liam has 6. I have 66.
95. Oh, what'd you say?
Never mind.
Have you ever gotten it?
Not close. Well... Google. I've gotten close, but no. Yeah.
Google Belgian blue cattle.
Oh, yeah, they're beasts.
Yeah, they're awesome. Also, about the Dabo thing real quick.
Yeah.
You know, he said that he would be in favor of the EPL model, where it's
relegation. I like
and
that.
No tournament. So
again,
that's
not really hurting him.
But. Not a bad idea, though.
Yeah.
Dabo. Love you guys.
Oh, yeah. Pardon my fake one, taking over for the 99 and also the 2000. That's grit. Drink pain. Get lit. Drink pain. That's my shit. Drink pain. That's grit. Sipping on some glossy white. Wash it down. Stomach's tight. Hand me a straw. Head feeling light. Chugging prime. Life is bright. Tight pieces of grit while you for breakfast. I'm on your head. Weigh you down like I'm a necklace. Give you CTE, then you forget this. Driving RV3. Driving reckless. Drink pain. That's grit. Drink pain. Get lit.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.